Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is About Life and Death. When Adam and Eve sinned, their carnal eyes opened. Sin had caused them to lose that spiritual bond they had with God. When they were living a spiritual life, death had no hold on them. It wasn't until they sinned that death would come upon them. God allows death to the flesh so man won't live forever in the misery of sin. Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden so they would not partake of the tree of life and live forever in their sins. We all know that one day we are going to die. It's inevitable. The one thing we don't know is when. Many people are afraid of death. But why? Could it be that this life is all that they have going for them? Could be that this is where they set their hearts on the world instead of Jesus Christ? If you don't know Jesus, you should be afraid to die. Revelation 3, verse 3. Repent. If you do not wake up, I shall come to you like a thief, without telling you at what hour to expect me. Satan is the author of death. He tries anything and everything to keep us apart from God. By living the ways of the world, you will see death. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 56 and 57. Now the sting of death is sin, and sin gets its power from the law. So let us thank God for us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So by living in sin, one will be living under the law of God, in which you will be judged by. Read Romans about the law. It's similar to committing a crime and going before a judge to be sentenced. That is why it is so important to purify ourselves through the blood of Jesus Christ. One of the things we need to do to purify ourselves is to make a confession. His blood, which represents life, was shed as a sacrifice so that we can be cleansed of all our sins. That is why He is the way, the truth, and the life. Without accepting Jesus and following Him to the cross, the way He has already laid out for you, you will see death. 1 John 5, verse 11 and 12. This is the testimony. God has given eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Anyone who has the Son has life. Anyone who does not have the Son does not have eternal life. Jesus will lead us to eternal life, but it is you who has to desire it by giving up your life and this passing world. As we travel the road with Christ, we will have to go through suffering and tests and trials. We will suffer as He did. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2. Think of what Christ suffered in this life, and then arm yourselves with the same resolution that He had. Anyone who in this life has bodily suffering has broken with sin, because for the rest of his life on earth he is not ruled by human passions, but only by the will of God. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. It will make us strong so that we can overcome our flesh and purify ourselves. In this way, we can receive the Spirit of truth and be connected to God forever. This is life that Jesus will give us. If you are still living for the world and by the world and the ways of the world, then you are still of the world. Romans 8, verse 6. It is death to limit oneself to what is unspiritual. Life and peace can only come with concern for the spiritual. So basically, to be carnally minded is death. God did not create us for us to die. He created us for companionship and to be able to share His glory and everything He has, including His love. All we have to do is His will, and we will have life after death. We will eat from the tree of life. It's hard to fathom that someone would reject His love and all He is offering for the misery of this temporary life and world. Jesus came here to teach and preach the Word of God. He also came here for other reasons. But one of the things that He said that He would do for us is written in John 14, verses 1 to 4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Truth in God still. And trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. Jesus has prepared a place for those who believe in Him. Anyone can say they believe in Jesus, but can they prove it? Thank you, and may God bless you.